Why, Americans who visit Europe or some Asian countries ask, can't America have modern high-speed trains? The struggle to bring faster trains to the U.S. is a difficult one. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The dream of linking L.A. with San Francisco took a hit last month when California decided to stop building any of its high-speed rail, except for a short segment in the Central Valley. A week or so later, the federal government slashed its contribution for that line, too. The only good news for American train enthusiasts is that Texas is using only private funds to build its high-speed train link between Dallas and Houston. The best candidate for a fast train revenue-wise is between New York and D.C. The Acela briefly hits 120 miles per hour on that route, but twisty tracks and an old infrastructure makes it impossible to call that a high-speed route. It'll take billions to upgrade that track, and Congress shows little enthusiasm for spending that. In fact, Congress is now considering curtailing America's long-distance trains. They may be beloved by train aficionados, but they lose tens of millions of dollars a year. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.